Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House approved the Russia and Finland to join NATO. The resolution passed 394-18 with only Republicans voting against it. Maryland delegate Dan Cox, who secured President Trump's endorsement, defeated Trump critic Governor Larry Hogan's choice as his successor, Kelly Schultz, in Maryland's GOP primary. Final tally was 56% to 40%. As the pandemic is in our rearview mirror, the San Diego Unified School District in California is demanding all students wear masks again. President Dr. Sharon Whitehurst Payne on KUSI provided no science for the mask mandate.
They can opt not to return to the regular school, but to go to the school where they don't have to go to school at all other than via Zoom. They should just make it known that they don't feel comfortable and at that point just not return.
USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Russia will fulfill its commitment to supply natural gas to Europe, but warned that flows via the Nord Stream pipeline could be slowed down soon if sanctions prevent additional maintenance on the line. Nord Stream, the main artery for Russia gas to Europe, was endorsed by President Biden. At the same time, Biden shut down North America's Keystone XL pipeline. Murder charges are dropped in New York City.
Murder charges against a New York bodega worker are being dropped. Jose Elba said he acted in self-defense when he fatally stabbed the man after being attacked behind the counter in Hamilton Heights, New York. After a lengthy investigation, prosecutors dropped the case and filed a motion to dismiss the charges. They said the district attorney's office had concluded a homicide case against Elba couldn't be proven at a trial beyond a reasonable doubt. Mayor Eric Adams chiming in saying the DA made the right decision.
That is Tim Berg reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cowardice or incompetence? The terrible response to the Uvalde shooting that left 19 children and 2 teachers dead will likely lead to policy changes, but it's unclear whether any police officers will be held accountable for allowing the active shooter to continue without a confrontation. An investigative report released Sunday by a Texas House of Representatives committee found a total of 376 officers who responded to the scene lacked clear leadership and communication. The American farmer is struggling under red-hot inflation. National Black Farmers Association President John Boyd Jr. on Fox News says inflation is killing the American farmer, and the Biden administration has failed his community by doing nothing.
Well, you know, the president committed to having a meeting with me last year to discuss some of these very concerns that we're raising right now. Fertilizer has tripled. You know, last year I was paying close to $400 a ton. And this year I'm paying $1,100 a ton for 777.
Wow.
Last year I was paying $2.60 for a gallon of diesel fuel. This year I'm paying almost $6 a gallon for diesel fuel. These costs have tripled, and the farmer has to pay them up front, people. And we really don't know what we're going to sell our commodity for, you know, at harvest time. So the administration hasn't put things in place to help us.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you know, it's not going to be easy, especially when you have a culture that is more enamored by opinion. Let's not get the truth or the facts in the way. I want to be able to spout my opinion. And as you've heard me say so often, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. So the left likes it. From a standpoint that it can be, don't confuse the issue with facts or real science, because that's unfair. We just say that's the way it is, and we direct from on high the perch that we have established for ourselves to be able to speak and spout out the modern doctrine. And you shall comply. If not, we have ways to force you. And this what seems to be the order of the day is that the American people, if not the world, is being, you know, compelled to go along to get along, as they say. Gregory Wrightstone is back with us. He's a geologist with more than 35 years of experience researching and studying various aspects of the Earth processes. Greg, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
Oh, good to be back on with you. Thank you so much. And always something new to talk about, that's for sure.
Well, there's iterations of it. I mean, it basically is the same thing, and that is that you have the climate warriors and activists who, based on a theory, are out there blocking roads, impeding traffic, like what we saw here last week there in D.C. And now you've got the president and his administration, you know, making another move to compel people to go along with this green agenda. I mean, there is a plan, you know, one way or another, and it's not going to be legislatively as much as it would be by executive order or other means, right?
It is, and if you just look just today, we learned that the Democrats were shutting down or attempting to shut down probably the largest critical minerals project in the United States. And, of course, these critical minerals, which include copper, chromium, and the like, we get most of that from China. This one's underway. It needs the permits to go through. Democrats are blocking it. They want to turn us into 100% electric vehicles. But to do that, they need all these what are called critical. They're critical minerals, and then there are the rare earth elements that have the weird names like neodymium and molybdenum and things like that are required for batteries and for solar panels.
Right.
And there's just not enough of them. They just cannot do it. But yet here we are with a giant deposit up in the Iron Range of Minnesota that they're trying to stifle, and it's people outside of the state that are going to shut down and kill thousands of jobs for Minnesotans for vitally needed minerals and rare earth elements. It's just crazy. And we see it time and time again. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And the next phase is that we'll be even that more obliged to a nation that wants to be the next superpower. Exactly. And replace America.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, mining, mining is not an attractive, environmentally friendly process. It just isn't. It, you can do it without doing, you can minimize those environmental impacts and do it right. I mean, that's what we do here in the United States. Do you think they're doing that in China? If you've seen any pictures of rare earth mining and minerals, mineral projects in Mongolia and China, and of course the Congo is noted for their cobalt mining by young boys, you know, and here we could do it in the United States, but no, they have to stifle it. And it's just unbelievable. Yeah. On one hand, Pete Buttigieg is saying everybody needs, it's really good that we're getting high prices because it's going to accelerate this transition that's needed. So he's celebrating over the weekend. We heard him proudly proclaiming the benefits of higher gasoline prices. Sure. It's just stupid.
And at what expense? I mean, you've got people on fixed incomes that are getting injured. I mean, American citizens, for this theory and for this plan that they continue to impose on the American people. And the American people, I mean, they've got to wake up. You cannot continue to elect into office these officials that want to do you harm. And this is exactly what they're doing. I mean, national security be damned. You know, it is according to their agenda and the way they see things, and they're selling America out in the process.
That's right, and that's like you say, it's all by design. This is what they plan to do, and Joe Biden said that when he was running for office before he was elected. I never thought he would actually do it, but he's gone gangbusters on this. It's really the intentional economic destruction of the American economy. What could we have done? What could they have done differently if you set about, if you were going to set out to destroy the American economy, you'd be doing exactly what they're doing. And it's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, with under Obama Biden, there was some finesse. It wasn't quite so so blatant. But I believe that, you know, they see the time is right. And the opportunity is such that they've got to make hay while the sun shines, and they're going full blast into this, Greg. Because like you, I thought, well, no, this isn't going to happen. I mean, there's enough Republicans, even still, even though they're the minority, there's enough there that should be able to block it. I mean, little do we know, but we definitely have come to appreciate one Joe Manchin, who's on the Democratic side, who has you know, kind of staved off, you know, a couple of these radical moves, but that's not going to stop them, because they find ways to do end runs here to get their you know, their end desire. Go ahead.
Well, part of it's the squishy Republicans that just don't understand what's going on. People, Rick Scott from Texas, I just heard him this morning on television. He was saying, well, yeah, there's climate crisis and that we have to. No, there's not. There is not a climate crisis. They're accepting this false premise that the human emissions are driving the Earth's temperature into unprecedented and unusual warming. The facts just don't support that. The facts support that we have some warming. It's warmed 8/10 of a degree over the last 100 years, which is not that alarming. And part of it's driven by increased CO2. But we also know that the really warm periods throughout Earth's history have always correlated with huge benefits to humanity and the population, and it's the cold periods that were horrific. So they're ignoring human history and temperature history, and they're making these false claims based on failed climate models that overpredict the warming. And it's the GOP. I'll be on a stage with Rick Scott on an energy panel coming up here in Dallas, down at CPAC. And so you know, I anticipate having that discussion with him.
Yeah, Rick Scott, unfortunately, and others have been they've been influenced by the propaganda, by the narrative that's been placed out there. This is what's been concerning for me and why I've been looking forward to having you back on, Greg, is we got to balance out the manure that's being thrust on the American people, that they're being led to believe that we're in a climate crisis. You've got an administration and our government that continues to promote this, and it still remains a theory. But we're changing our lifestyle and everything about America based on this theory. We got more from Gregory Wrightstone on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
I'm Jamel, that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Freshen into independent just way like to hear from is Bill Martinez here. Pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. The mainstream media is not going to give it to you. And we are taking full advantage of this opportunity where we can be an independent resource to deliver the news that you need to be aware of. This is why we're so grateful for the kind of guests that we bring on the show, like Gregory Wrightstone. He's a geologist, climate contrarian, as long as he can be, as he says, the executive director of the CO2 Coalition, author of Inconvenient Facts. The facts that Al Gore doesn't want you to know about, the facts that the Imperial College of Europe does not want you to be aware of. I mean, all these lies and false numbers that they've thrown up, these false models that Greg referenced earlier that are alarming people. But it is it has no correlation with the truth and the facts. I mean, Greg pointed out last time that we discussed, about CO2 emissions, about just how vital they are to the planet. But we're led to believe that they're the exact opposite in order to deliver a projected end that they've devised to control the planet all the more. And Gregory, it really shakes my spirit to think of the destination that we'll end up at and the journey that we'll take that will be devastating to the world population. Right now we're about 8 billion and some of these lever pullers and these alleged scientists, they have determined in their own theory, again based on theory, that the planet cannot sustain 8 billion people. So whether it's COVID or some other outside agent that calls the herd, that's okay by them because their theory is such, which, here we are at 8 million, and they've held to that theory each time, or 8 billion, at each level of population increase. They keep holding that it's unsustainable, but the planet keeps sustaining and a growing population, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and crop growth is outstripping population growth, and it's partially due to three main things. Technology, of course. You've got to credit better fertilizers, GMO. I know a lot of people are going, GMO, that's bad. Well, some may be, but I don't ascribe to that. But the latest decadal increases in crop growth are attributed to modest warming and increased CO2. The modest warming provides longer growing seasons and more harvests, more plantings, and the CO2 is just turbocharging that with CO2 fertilization effect powering plant growth. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. We see in every ecological niche in the planet is seeing increased vegetation. Mm-hmm. And that's a really, really, really good story that's not getting out there about the many benefits of carbon dioxide. That's why the CO2 Coalition was formed, was to promote the benefits that we're seeing, and we should celebrate that humanity's benefiting in great ways, and by almost every metric, the human condition's improving, completely different from what your listeners are hearing on a daily basis from Joe Biden and AOC and the rest. We should celebrate. I call it the biggest untold story of the late 20th and early 21st century. It's this story of a planet that's prospering and thriving.
Right. So, and meanwhile, you got the interference of these ideologues who are getting in the way and disrupting, the natural process of the planet and CO2 and how it's benefiting the planet. So what do they got to do? They got to go out and interfere with fertilizer like they did in Sri Lanka, and look at the mess there and how many people will die because of that, right? And that's just the beginning, because we've got the same thing here in the United States. The cost of fertilizer is going up. So they're purposefully getting in the way of the natural process of of the growth of the planet, right? Or am I reading this wrong?
No, you are. It all goes back to the demonization of carbon dioxide and CO2. You need natural gas to create fertilizer, the nitrogen-rich fertilizers. You need lots of natural gas to create that. And so this is all their demonization now, just in the last couple of weeks, has been against nitrogen. Well, nitrogen is one of the you farmers listening to you right now and gardeners, you know, they know that they add nitrogen-rich fertilizers to your posies, to your vegetables, to your tomatoes, whatever you're growing, and they go great guns. But they need to stop that because they want to halt that. The Netherlands says they have stated they're going to decrease their farm output by 50% in the Netherlands, the Dutch. And the Dutch have a huge, huge contribution to the earth, so both crops, but primarily for meat products and cattle. And they want to cut that by
50%. What kind of effect is that going to have on food now? We've already got a problem with Ukraine. We've got food supply houses, meat packing plants that are burning down. I think last count, I think we're well over two dozen, maybe approximating three dozen that have been torched, and not to mention the fact that you've got China very aggressively buying up U.S. farmland in the midst of all this. So, are you going to tell me China controlling the farmlands in the United States of America, do you think they're going to kowtow to the EPA and these other outside agencies, you know, to shut some of this stuff down? I mean, it's going to be the same thing they do in China. They say, hey, look at, you know, this is what we do. And with all these politicians, elite captured, they're not going to vote against this stuff. They're just going to let them, you know, run ramshod and control our farming communities and our farmland here in the United States. This does not bode well for us, Greg. I just see the projection of this as being quite ugly and diabolical.
Yeah, we live in dangerous times, don't we? And it's not improving. It seems to almost be getting worse by the day. I mean, the EPA and the Supreme Court just ruled, 2 weeks ago in West Virginia versus EPA against, said that the EPA overstepped their authority. You don't have the right to do that. And Pete Buttigieg thumbed his nose at the Supreme Court ruling and said, well, he's now requiring every state to set their own CO2 emission standards for transportation. What's that mean? He wants every state to mandate you get an electric vehicle. And they're going, Jennifer Granholm makes no secret that she's our energy secretary. And she's opposed
to fossil
fuels. What's her background? I mean, I don't know. I think she's probably never held a job in her life.
Well, that's the question you can ask about. Yeah, that's the exact question you can ask about all these secretaries and people associated with this administration. This is the most incompetent group of people that we could have serving the American people. They don't know whether it's Granholm or Buttigieg. I mean, just go right on down. Mayorkas with the border. I mean, it's rank incompetency. And like you said, go ahead.
Yeah, Jennifer Granholm, after she was in her hearing to be confirmed as energy secretary, and bear in mind, they're doing all of this crazy stuff because of CO2, she was asked, what's the CO2 level in the atmosphere? And she had no clue. She didn't know. They said, is it 200? Is it 400? Is it 2,000? Is it 4,000? Which, you know, it's one of those numbers, and she had no idea. And they're completely clueless. I mean, that's pretty basic. If you're going to destroy the American economy because of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, you ought to at least get it, you know, within 100 parts per million. What is that? And then by the way, the number
exactly.
is 420. The number is 420,
right.
Which throughout Earth's history, it's averaged 2,600. So we're actually, throughout Earth's history, I'm a geologist, we look at it. CO2, we're CO2 impoverished. We don't have too much CO2.
Right.
We don't have enough. And again, I remind your listeners, everything they're doing is because they're demonizing this, what we call the miracle molecule, carbon dioxide, CO2. It all goes back to that. And they're just wrong about it. We have to expose it. And thank you for your help for doing that. And I got to tell you,
we continue to do so.
I said Rick Scott before. I meant Rick Perry.
Yes, right. Right. Okay.
I want to correct the record.
Yeah, I thought that was the case. Well, good. So that way Rick Scott can go, why are they picking on me?
Yeah. Good God.
All right, Rick, yeah, exactly. Rick Perry is the name. Greg Wrightstone has been with us. Always a pleasure. He's the geologist, climate contrarian for as long as he can be, he says. And, oh, yeah, by the way, get ready. He also says natural gas prices are increasing by 50%. Thank you, Greg. Take care.
Your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now. Do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And, hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House approved the resolution expressing the United States' support for Sweden and Finland to join NATO. The resolution passed 394 to 18 with only Republicans voting against it. Maryland delegate Dan Cox, who secured President Trump's endorsement, defeated Trump critic Governor Larry Hogan's choice as his successor, Kelly Schultz, in Maryland's GOP primary. Final tally was 56% to 40%. As the pandemic is in our rearview mirror, the San Diego Unified School District in California is demanding all students wear masks again. President Dr. Sharon Whitehurst Payne on KUSI provided no science for the mask mandate.
They can opt not to return to the regular school, but to go to the school where they don't have to go to school at all other than via Zoom. They should just make it known that they don't feel comfortable and at that point just not return.
USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. We've got CIFMA President and CEO Kenneth Benston who is joining us, and we're going to be talking about the SEC's aggressive rulemaking agenda this year that has potential to harm investors and the markets. Ken, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thank you for having me.
Well, help our audience understand your concerns with the SEC's rulemaking process this year that may cause harm to investors and the markets.
Sure. Thank you. And thank you for having me on the show. So maybe to put this in some context, you know, the U.S. has the most developed capital markets in the world. We have the most developed and robust retail investment market in the world. Hundreds of millions of Americans, whether it's through their 401k plans or IRAs or other accounts, invest and save for their retirement and to grow their wealth. And we operate in a very highly regulated market. We have one of the most regulated markets in the world. And that's important to make sure that we have adequate transparency and a level playing field. But regulation can go too far, and our concern with the current Securities and Exchange Commission, the principal regulator of the U.S. financial markets, is trying to do too much, too fast, without adequate coordination, without prioritization, and certainly without robust cost-benefit analysis. And the concern is, in trying to do up to almost 54 rules, 27 that have already been proposed, the commission, the SEC has, could possibly break something in the markets, and that would have a knock-on effect on investors and what they, you know, and their return. So we're, you know, we're not against regulation. In fact, we support some of the things the SEC is proposing to do, but they need to prioritize and they need to consider what the impact's going to be, particularly on the retail investor.
Exactly. So the question that is begged to answer is why? Why the SEC would follow such a robust agenda?
Well, it is a great question because, you know, like any federal regulator, I mean, they are governed by their, you know, by their enabling statute that Congress adopts. And much of the SEC rules or laws go back to the 1930s. And for sure, regulators update rules as things change, operating within their statute. But this is different than, say, the post financial crisis period where you had Dodd-Frank and you had a tremendous number of congressional mandates. Here the SEC is acting without explicit congressional mandate in almost every instance of their proposed rulemaking. And in some cases, we believe, are exceeding their authority as prescribed by Congress. And so, again, we say, why don't you go back and prioritize? So, for instance, they're looking to something that the industry strongly supports is to the benefit of retail investors is shortening the settlement cycle. So when somebody buys a stock from their financial advisor, that settles today in 2 days. But we want to get it to where it settles in 1 day. That takes risk out of the market. And we've been working on this as an industry for the last couple of years. The SEC is proposing a rule. We agree with that. Mm-hmm. That should be kind of a foundational thing before you get into these other 26, 27 other things that you want to do. And again, likewise, the SEC is building something called the Consolidated Audit Trail, which has been going on for 10 years in response to the flash crash, longer than 10 years, that will be the largest database of all securities trades done in the United States. But there's a pending rulemaking to protect customers' data that's included in that, what's known as the CAT, the Consolidated Audit Trail. That should be a priority right now before pursuing other expansive agenda items.
Exactly. We're talking with Ken Benston. He's the SIFMA president and CEO about the SEC's aggressive rulemaking agenda. Ken, what we're hearing here regarding the SEC sounds similar to what the Supreme Court stepped in and decided and kind of clipped the wings of the EPA in terms of overstepping, their bureaucratic mandate.
That's certainly possible in your reference to the West Virginia versus EPA decision that came down mm-hmm. the other week, the major issues doctrine. It's possible. I mean, there's certainly in certain instances where the SEC has authority to do what they're doing, but there may be instances where it doesn't. In fact, a couple of rulemakings, one around SPACs, it comes to mind, we believe that their proposed rule clearly exceeds the authority granted by Congress. And we pointed that out, and they will have to consider that as they go through if they go to final rulemaking. I think part of this, again, is trying to do too much too fast, and
right.
therefore they're not sufficiently coordinated. But some of it may be trying to do more than they have authority to do.
Well, you've questioned that. So what's the remedy? I mean, do they go back to Congress, or is this something that's going to take 2-3 years down the road and end up in the Supreme Court to decide, just like the EPA decision?
You know, it's possible. They haven't gone to final rulemaking on any of the 27 proposals that they have out. And so they've been taking comments in. They haven't been giving sufficient time to stakeholders. That's started to change now. But and they have to do robust cost-benefit analysis. They can be held accountable for that through judicial review. And so, you know, hopefully the commission will slow down and mm-hmm. really look at all these rules and how they interrelate, because they do, and make and either fix the ones that we think need to be fixed or walk away from the ones that may not be, in our view, may not be necessary, prioritize. But if they don't, and if they exceed authority, they very likely could be challenged, not necessarily by us, but by others. And that's part of the process. Judicial review is a long established administrative process that affects rulemaking.
Exactly. Well, we know timing is everything. So is timing on this, interesting? Is this something that sticks out for you, Ken?
Well, you raise a very important point. I mean, we're in a very volatile period in the economy right now. Coming out of the crisis, we've had inflation, obviously the highest in four decades. We have supply chain issues. We have very volatile markets. Although I would note that the market infrastructure in the U.S. has held up quite well through all this. We have a war in Europe that's impacting global supply chains, oil and energy supplies, food supplies, et cetera. Regulators, I think, need to be very cautious about trying to do too much that could create more volatility, not less, in an economic period that we're in right now. And again, it's another reason for the commission to step back and think about what it's trying to accomplish, what needs to be done versus what they think might be nice to be done, what the impact's going to be at the end of the day on the retail investor. I don't think they're doing that sufficiently right now, and I think they need to take into consideration, the volatile economic period that we're in.
Exactly. What's the worst that could happen to investors in the markets here, Ken?
Well, I think a couple of things could happen. You could have a situation where you create inefficiencies in various market operations that ultimately impact the price that investors have to pay or a return that they may get on an investment, whether it's a mutual fund, a money market fund, an individual security. So that's number one, and that's probably the most important. The second is you could create a situation where you create increased volatility that can result in losses to some investors unnecessarily. So, and probably the worst case scenario could be like a major market disruption. Now, I'm not predicting that to be the case, but I think we have to think about trying to push too many rules through the pipes at one time, trying to have the industry implement those rules, and you end up creating more risk, not less.
A little over a minute left. What's the best we can hope for here on this, Ken?
Well, I would hope, and I've talked to the chair of the SEC and various commissioners about it, is they should really step back and think about what are the priority items that need to be done. On my list, it's working on the shortening of the settlement cycle. That will benefit markets overall. It will benefit retail investors. It will bring increased stability to what is a stable market today in the volatile period. That's number one. Number two would be to pursue the data privacy a rule that's been pending for 2 years for the consolidated audit trail to protect customers' information that the SEC has is collecting through the consolidated audit trail. That's a no-brainer. That should have been done already. And then to think about all those foundational things, what do I need to do? And to take the time to review the comments from stakeholders where issues have been raised, whether it's by SIFMA and the securities industry or the other stakeholder groups, and think about, have we really done this right? And have we really thought about how this rule and another rule may connect or not, or conflict with one another?
The SIFMA president and CEO has been our guest. Ken, thank you for all the information. Good stuff here. Appreciate it. Take care.
Yeah, Bill, thanks a lot. Appreciate being on your show.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an AmeriPlan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. We got Dan Pilla joining us now. It's been a long time. Been wanting to talk to Dan. He's been a sponsor and a promoter on the show. And, Dan, it's about time that we've had you on to tell your story direct and for us to, you know, get an update on everything Dan Pilla. So thank you for coming on.
Well, it's my pleasure, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, you have become the nation's leader in taxpayers' rights defense and IRS abuse prevention and cure. And we know from your ads that, you know, you got your mother to blame for this, right?
Well, it's my mother to thank and my father to blame, Bill. I think that's more like how it should work. Yeah, yes. My dad got in trouble with the IRS in the early 1970s. He got behind on. He's had a small business here in St. Paul, Minnesota, our hometown. He got in trouble with the IRS on employees withholding taxes, so he got behind on the employees' taxes. And in 1974, when I was about, 14, 15 years old, the IRS shut down his operation. They padlocked the doors and they auctioned the equipment off for a couple of cents on the dollar. And then a couple of years later, 1976, they turned their attention to the family home. They tried to seize and sell it for the back tax liability. And that's when I got involved. And I remember coming home one day and my mom was sitting at the kitchen table and she handed me this letter from the IRS and she said, "What do you make of this?" And I looked at the letter and I said, "Well, it looks like they're going to try to seize the house." And she said, "Well, you know, what do we do about it?" Of course, I had no idea what to do. I was about 18 at the time. But what I did.
So it wasn't like you were a CPA or anything like that. You're an 18-year-old that is in the middle of your parents' issues that obviously were overwhelming for them. That just must have broke your heart.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I probably didn't have sense enough to have a broken heart. I just saw this stuff going on and thought to myself, you know, what can you do about this? There's got to be something that can be done about it. Now, my dad was very anti-lawyer at the time, and so and to the day of his death was anti-lawyer, and so it's not like he had this you know, team of attorneys that were lined up to do battle for him. He was trying to do the best he could with what he had, but you know, he's a printer. He's not a legal guy by any means. But what I did do, Bill, is I went over to the local law school, and I went into the law library, and I started fumbling around in the Internal Revenue Code, and I didn't even know what I was looking for, but I literally stumbled onto an area of the tax code that deals with taxpayers' rights issues and limits the power of the IRS. And I started reading in that section of the code, and I didn't get six pages into it and discovered that the IRS was proceeding illegally to seize that home. So I did what any 18-year-old would do under the circumstances. I sued the IRS. And I pasted together this Mickey Mouse lawsuit, just following the forms and procedures that I found in the law library, and I filed a lawsuit against the federal government to stop this seizure from taking place. And about 3 or 4 months later, I found myself in a federal courtroom in Minneapolis in front of a federal judge, and the IRS flew in this attorney from the United States Department of Justice in Washington to have my case thrown out. And I remember being in that courthouse that day, and I stood up and I said, "Judge, here's what the IRS is trying to do, and the law says they can't do this, and they shouldn't be allowed to get away with it." And that was about the extent of my argument, and that's about about as polished as it was too. Mm-hmm. And so I sat down, and this Justice Department attorney got up, and he started blathering about court cases this and statutes that, and he was going on and on and on with this stuff, and I had no idea what the guy was talking about, and I'm not sure he did either, Bill, but he just was going on and on and on with this stuff. But when he was finished, the judge looked at him and pointed at me, and then he shook his finger as he pointed at me, and he said, "He's right." And he slammed the gavel, and I thought, well, this is easy. You know, I was here's the fascinating part of the story, though, Bill. In between the time that my dad got in trouble with the IRS in the first place in the early 1970, and of course, this issue percolated for quite a while before it blew up into the seizures, right? But from the time he got involved or got in trouble with the IRS in the early 1990s early 1970s to the time that I found myself in that courtroom in probably 78 now was when that happened, 77 or so, you know, somewhere in there. In any event, my dad got involved with the so-called tax protester movement. And these are the people that say that the tax laws are voluntary and they're unconstitutional and they don't apply to U.S. citizens. And what you've got is a whole body of people out there, and they still exist today, that grasp at these straws to try to get resolution to a problem they think is insurmountable. And so somebody offers up this ray of hope, and they cling to it however futile it turns out to be. Well, that certainly was the case in my dad's situation. But the point is this, Bill, there was about 100 people in that courtroom that day, and about 95 of them were my dad's tax protester buddies, and they all had problems with the IRS too, because that's why they were tax protesters. Well, they saw that judge slam the gavel, and they heard that judge tell the DOJ attorney that I was right and he was wrong. And I'm telling you, Bill, by the time I got back to my mother's house, they were lined up at the door.
Well, I bet.
These people all had tax problems, and they all said, "Dan, can you help me with my tax problem?" And I said, "Sure, baby, I'm undefeated here. Let's go." and so that was it, man. It was almost an instant practice. And it was a baptism of fire with all these, you know, egregious type cases, because all of these things have, you know, basically run the gamut of procedures, and the string was out for most of these folks. And so it was a baptism of fire in every one of these cases. And what I did is I approached every single case using the two questions that I stumbled onto in my mother's.
That's what I was going to ask you. Are you still using the same paragraph that you pulled out of research at the library? This is incredible.
Well, in some cases, yes, for sure. But you know, the Internal Revenue Code at the time was thousands and thousands of pages long, and so
exactly.
You know, very very quickly my horizons expanded throughout the tax code. But I did use the same two analytical questions, Bill, that I stumbled on. Mm-hmm. All right, and those analytical questions I still use to this very day, and that is, what is the IRS trying to do in this case? What actions are they taking against the taxpayer? And then the second question is, what does the law allow them to do in this situation? And I'm telling you, Bill, the answers to those questions are opposite, you know, in 50% of the cases. Half the time, the IRS is not following its laws or procedures in a given case. And we know that's true today. And as a matter of fact, it's worse today than it's ever been. And the reason for that is we now have a tax code, and this was not the case in the early 70s, but we now have a tax code that consists of more than 4 million words that was changed more than 5,900 times just since 2001 alone, and that doesn't even include all the law changes that occurred with the COVID legislation that came out of Congress in 2020 and 2021. Massive tax law changes. And so we've got a tax code that's a mess. It's more than 4 million words, as I've said. People don't understand it. The IRS doesn't understand it. They don't follow their own rules because half the time they don't know what the rules are. So people need to get direction when they're dealing with the IRS, or they can be subsumed by this agency that's itself overwhelmed with the tax law.
Mm-hmm. Well, you subsequently have written a book, The IRS Problem Solver, which you talk about. And this is incredible, Dan. I mean, this has become the number one tax book in the country. Do you kind of pinch yourself to think the journey that you've been on? What has this been? About three, four decades now that you've been doing this?
It's been north of four decades now, Bill, that I've been doing this.
Wow.
And, you know, I've written a total of 14 tax books. And the IRS Problem Solver was ranked by the Wall Street Journal as the number one tax book in America. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, has freed, there's almost 200,000 copies of that book in print, Bill, and it's been through nine different revisions. It's helped hundreds of thousands of people to reduce or eliminate tax debts they thought they could never get resolved. And it's freed, as I said, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people across the country from these egregious and debilitating tax problems.
Well, and I got to imagine, even from the side of, I know the IRS is always presented in a certain way. I mean, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. They're caught up in the bureaucracy. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, we all want to be productive and feel like we're adding to people's day, ultimately. I mean, sometimes you can get so egocentric that you lose sight of that. But for American citizens to, you know, take that, you know, that 800,000-pound gorilla off their back, to be liberated and to feel like, okay, you know, they're not a terrible person. They can still be a patriot and participate in this government and, you know, take that onus off of them. And even for the IRS agent, I mean, like, they've got time to deal with these, you know, with these discrepancies to no end.
Well, you know, in the vast majority of cases with the IRS, that's their job, you know, to deal with these discrepancies. You've got tax auditors that their function is to go through your tax return and see if there's a mistake. And unfortunately, auditors are wrong 60 to 90% of the time. And the audit results they come up with, you got appeals.
That's a terrible batting average. There's a lot of baseball teams that wouldn't put you on the lineup with that kind of batting average.
Exactly.
Just saying, you know.
Imagine an NBA player that missed 60% of his shots.
Right,
you know, from the free throw line. Of course, he'd probably be drummed out of the league. But the thing is this: you make a good point. Now, it's not my job to defend the IRS. They've got plenty of defense, you know, everywhere they look. But here's the reality: there's about roughly 75,000 employees in the IRS right now. They're not all bad people, all right? They're not all evil agents of Satan that are out to grind people into powder. But the system, Bill, the system is the problem. And these people are functioning within the system. And now, unfortunately, you have a number of these people, and I don't know what the percentage is, but it's too large, whatever it is. There's a number of these people that do deliberately take advantage of the IRS. In fact, when I testified before Congress in the mid-1990s, when Congress was considering the IRS Restructuring and Reform Act during the Senate Finance Committee hearings into IRS abuse, I documented 13 specific ways that the IRS deliberately takes advantage of people using misinformation and disinformation.
Unbelievable. Dan, unfortunately, we got to leave it there. I look forward to having you back. Let's continue this conversation. Dan Pilla has been with us. He's the Executive Director of the Tax Freedom Institute, Inc. Dan, where can they get more information from you?
Yeah, my website is taxhelponline.com. It's all one word, no spaces. Taxhelponline.com to get you all the information you need.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they